Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy, 5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Glad you guys could be with us here, man. We're having a lot of fun on this Wednesday afternoon. Great guests so far. And now we're bringing on the one and only Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. We love catching up with him. There's so much to, oh my goodness, look at that. Wow. Look at that. They haven't cheered all week. First time, Zach, my man, how are you?
Wow, that's exactly the energy I needed right now. It's my afternoon pick-me-up, Brady.
Wouldn't that be great if you just, everything you did like throughout your day, you make a great sports take or something, and bam, there's Susan and Cheryl. They just go off. They start cheering for you.
How do you know I don't have that already?
You probably do, man. Okay, so I got to get right into this. Speaking of fanfare, your DNVR Broncos poll is just taking off. You did, of the following, who would you be most in favor of the Broncos trading for? Baker Mayfield, Kirk Cousins, Carson Wentz, or Jimmy Garoppolo? Baker Mayfield is leading on your poll today. Shocked by that?
Yeah, actually, based off of the name, I'm not shocked by that because I think a lot of people like the juice that he brings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if you dive into his numbers, Brady, he has two very good years in the NFL, and then he has two bad years. Bad years. I mean, we're talking worse than Teddy Bridgewater. We're talking worse than Drew Lock in terms of he has a 1-to-1 touchdown to interception ratio in those other 2 years, essentially. That is not good. He has a completion percentage of 60% in those two seasons. Again, not good. So I think it's more so the name that is carrying him. And I think when people would dive in deeper on him, they'd say, okay, maybe not anymore.
Well, I'll admit, I would not have said Baker Mayfield, but to see your poll results, you have to vote. And so I voted on Baker Mayfield. So I can't blame people. I mean, there's, you know what? It's like you got to see it. I mean, it would be crazy, wouldn't it? I mean, if Baker Mayfield were a Denver Bronco, it would be, and again, the stats and all that stuff probably would lead to more mediocre football, but for a moment, the fanfare would be outrageous.
Oh, it really would. It would be a crazy move. And the thing that I really don't like about it, Brady, is the contract stuff that would come with it. He has one more year left on his deal, $18 million. That's fine. No, nothing wrong with that. But are you really going to trade a first round pick for Baker Mayfield and then sign him to an extension right now where we're talking $30, $40 million per year for the next 3-4 years? That's what scares me. Or are you really going to trade a first-round pick and do what the Colts are about to do and trade a first-round pick for a guy and then let him walk after one season? That's just where I don't like this.
We got a texter from the Weld County Swami. So what would you do, Zach? They want to know what you would do with between those four guys.
Man, I would not do any of them. But as you said, Brady,
you have to
choose one of them. And so I went with Kirk Cousins on mine, and I'm not excited about it. I'm not thrilled. But with that, you get a guy who is definitely going to bring very good quarterback play. Now, he's not going to bring winning necessarily. That's not something that Kirk does. And he's not going to be able to take a bad team and carry them on his back. We really haven't seen him be a winner in his career, but you would get really good quarterback play, and it would be a huge upgrade from what the Broncos have had.
We're talking to Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. What do you make of George Payton's comments talking about the quarterback, talking about Drew Lock? I'm trying to read between the lines. I got to be honest, I'm having a hard time doing it because, you know, he on one hand, he mentions that we have Drew Lock and we have Rippon on contract. And then on the other, he says we need to get better there. But that could also mean we just need to get better depth. So I'm still kind of intrigued by the whole Drew Lock idea. I know it's crazy, but it's still interesting listening to him.
Brady, let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
He's
many times when asked about Drew, George has pointed to, well, he's under contract next year. And then he did elaborate a little more. Nathaniel Hackett said he's excited to work with them, but I do think that is all more so lip service than actually a commitment to Drew Lock. Look, Drew Lock's probably going to be on this team next year as a backup, and I think that's going to be Drew's role this year. I think the Broncos are really trying to get a massive upgrade, and I think it's very clear that trade for a superstar is their number one option right now. And you know what? George Payton is a guy who he really likes his draft picks. And going into yesterday before talking to him, I wasn't sure if he'd be willing to give up 3 first-round picks. After talking to him yesterday, I really do think he would be okay giving away a ton of draft capital for the quarterback position. And in my mind, that's just what you need to do, because if you don't have a quarterback, you don't have a chance in this league.
We're talking to Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. Zach, you've been all over the place, man. The combine, for me personally, you know, great guys running around doing 40s and all that stuff. What I love about the combine is exactly what you're doing. You're getting the scoop from, you know, Pete Carroll, John Lynch. You're hearing from George Payton, John Lynch saying, hey, they're getting trade offers for Jimmy Garoppolo. Pete Carroll saying the same thing. Also talking about Kenny Pickett having a great interview. This is my favorite portion of the combine, is exactly what you're doing.
Oh, without a doubt, me as well. And you know, it's funny, you come out here to Indianapolis, and if you're here to watch guys run, you have to do it on a TV, because they don't even let you watch the guys run the 40s. That's only for NFL personnel. So for me, in a media perspective, yeah, this week I don't even think about how many times someone's going to bench press 225 pounds. I don't even think about how fast they're going to run the combine. You're exactly right. This is all about talking to general managers, talking about coaches, and staying out way too late meeting sources behind the scenes.
Yeah, and I love it, man. Nobody's doing better work than what you're doing right now either, and it's fantastic to get it. We're getting texts coming in, but I want to Let me ask some more of my question, guys. My goodness. So what are you hearing now? What, every single week it does seem like Aaron Rodgers news heats up, then it cools off. Russell Wilson news heats up, then it cools off. Where are we on the elite quarterback tracker for the Broncos at this stage?
Not looking good right now, Brady. I don't think that Russell Wilson is going to be dealt. Now, today the Seahawks put out, you know, that they're not even listening, that they're taking phone calls, but then they're immediately shutting down any trade offers. And that is what I'm also hearing behind the scenes, that a deal is not going to get done there. And I really do think that that Aaron Rodgers is going to go back to Green Bay. I think he's just been toying with everyone, especially these last few days, these last couple of weeks. He knows he's going to go back, get a monster deal, become the NFL's highest paid quarterback. And Kyler Murray, I do think that now that the Cardinals have their head coach and their GM on contract extensions, I would think that they would now shift their focus to Kyler Murray, make their quarterback happy, because if your quarterback's happy, then you can have a happy fan base and organization. And if he's not, well, you get the drama that they're dealing with now. So I don't see the Broncos being able to trade for a superstar quarterback. So then it goes to plan two. And right now, I do think plan B for the Broncos is going to be the draft. And I think there's a couple of guys, with parsing things I've heard from behind the scenes and also things that we learned from Nathaniel Hackett and George Payton yesterday, I think you really got to look at Sam Howell. I think he's kind of fitting the mold of what both of these guys are looking for, because Nathaniel Hackett and George Payton are looking for different things. And when you put it together, man, I'm just seeing Sam Howell right now.
Okay, so where do you get him realistically? I mean, the Broncos might be able to really do some interesting moves as far as moving back in the draft.
Yeah, and that's something that George Payton talked about yesterday, was he likes to have all these draft picks going into the draft, because that allows him to move up, to move back, to do a lot of things once the draft comes around. So that's something that's going – the Broncos are probably going to move around in the first round. Now, if it's me, if you love a quarterback, not only do you not trade down, but you maybe trade up in order to get him. I think it would be a very bad decision to move back in the draft and then select a quarterback. That would remind me of what the Broncos did when they drafted Drew Locke. Not only did they pass on Drew at pick number 10 when they decided to trade back to get Noah Fant, they then passed on him at number 20 when they drafted Noah Fant instead, and then they passed up on him again when they drafted Dalton Risner right before drafting him. Why are you not drafting a quarterback but then using still a premium pick on him? That means you don't like him. And when it comes to the quarterback position, you've got to love this guy, and you have to have a full commitment into him. What I'm hearing behind the scenes is, do not be surprised with those 2 second-round picks and those 2 third-round picks if the Broncos select a different player at number 9 and then move up back into the first round in order to take a guy at the end of the first round at the quarterback position.
So what would that look like then, Zach? If obviously, as you mentioned, George Payton saying, hey, we have Drew Locke under contract. would that essentially become another open competition, or do you see a Sam Howell and you're like, you know what, we want to go right now, let's take the training wheels off and see what we have, or do we have this whole decision 4.0 again coming up in training camp?
Yeah, that's really what it would be, and you know, I'm okay with no more decisions, even though they make for my job to be a lot more interesting. But again, me, I think it's still obvious. One is the future. The other guy is what? He's going to hold the job for 2 to 6 games, anywhere like that. I absolutely go ahead and start the rookie. Look, no one's looking at what the Bears did last year and saying, oh, that was really smart that they started Andy Dalton those first couple of games and delayed Justin Fields' advancement and understanding of the game. No, that made no sense at all. You got to do what the New England Patriots and the Jacksonville Jaguars did. Start your rookie right away. Saying that again, I think the NFL would have a little bit of a different take on that, and there probably would be a competition. Now, if it's Drew Lock is that guy, then maybe there isn't a competition because Drew Lock's not necessarily going to bring that stability, guaranteed stability, like a Teddy Bridgewater would. So I wouldn't be surprised if they're pairing him up with Teddy Bridgewater again. Mm. And that was something that George Payton talked about yesterday. It was really interesting. When talking about free agent quarterbacks, George said, we don't necessarily like multiple quarterbacks in free agency, but we like Teddy, and Teddy's going to be a free agent, so pretty much he just said the only guy we like in free agency is Teddy.
I don't know what it is. Teddy seems like a great guy. You would know this much better than I do, but I'm just so bored watching Teddy Bridgewater, so it's crazy to think about him coming back as a Bronco, and I know I'm on the Drew Lock bandwagon. You know what? Maybe I'm with you. Just go with Sam Howell. Just go with a young guy. Let him learn on the job. Nathaniel Hackett, though, tell me how much of this is just being politically correct or whatever about Drew Lock. Nathaniel Hackett saying he's excited to work with Drew Lock. Is that just lip service?
Yes, I think so. Unfortunately, Brady, I'm sorry.
You're raining on my parade.
I don't know if I'm going to get the claps next time I'm on for rain on your parade like this, especially if they're part of the Drew Lock fan club. But I do think it's lip service. And, you know, it makes sense because, Brady, let's say plan B really is going after a quarterback in the draft. Let's say they don't get a superstar quarterback. They go to the draft, and let's say their guy's picked right before them. They miss out on him. They trade back thinking Sam Howell's going to be there, and then he's taken right before him. Well, then you're hosed. I mean, then you're not trading for a quarterback, obviously. The free agent quarterback class has dried up by then, and you don't have a quarterback. Well, then you have to turn to Drew Lock. So it's probably good to say some good things right now in case that is the scenario and 2 months from now.
I just pictured Drew Lock like on the edge of a cliff. He's hanging on with his pinky finger, man. And if he does somehow it gets there, it's going to be the wildest situation we've seen. I mean, even to last year, you thought there was no way he was going to survive then. He ended up starting a few games this year. And now I think it was like 0.001. So I'll be curious to see how it all unfolds. Zach, my man, always appreciate your insight. A couple of quick questions. Eastside Chris says, would Mr. Stevens kick the tires on Barkley? That's got to be one of the first Bark. What do you think there?
No, absolutely not. Javonte Williams is the way of the future, and you're not paying Saquon the type of money that he's getting, and you're not trading for him. So thank you, but no.
No, I'm with you there. Dixon texting in. Oh, here, yeah. He's a big Elway fan. Zach will have to ask Elway to be sure, but is Flacco available because he might still be in his prime?
Oh, boy, and you know what? Flacco is tall, so he's got that going for him.
Hey, what is John Elway's role? Seriously, what's that about?
Outside consultant. Man, this guy can hang around as long as he wants. That's really what this feels like. And, you know, in a serious note for this, this is just a sounding board for George Payton. George said he talks to him a couple of times a week, and I think it's just to have someone else in George's corner if he wants him. But John Elway is 100% not making decisions in the Broncos building anymore. And it's just another way to keep a legend involved in the organization.
Yeah, that was what I felt too. It's just a way to, you know, peacefully say you're not really going to be a part of what we're doing anymore, but you can consult us any time. Right. We'll either take it or leave it.
And you know what? If anyone wants to bring me on as a consultant, that sounds like a fantastic job.
I think it'd be amazing, man. Probably bringing in a few million dollars just to consult. I got to sign up for that someday.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wherever it is, sign me up as well.
All right, Zach, my man, always a good time chatting with you, my friend. You're doing a great job with your combine coverage. Last one, real quick. Anything you, with Trey McBride, I got to do it for our CSU fans. Anything that you're seeing that would lead you to believe that he will go in the first round?
Oh, man. I mean, he's having an excellent offseason, and that's on top of having a historic season, as everyone out there at CSU knows. He's doing everything to help his stock. In terms of talent, he should go in the first round. Something that may hurt him is just being 6'3 instead of 6'5. Mm-hmm. But boy, I got to tell you what, because he does look small when you're next to him. However, it doesn't matter. The tip, when he was at the Senior Bowl, he absolutely dominated guys that are going to be first and second round picks. So that shouldn't scare teams. But if something I learned from the combine is sometimes teams, especially the Broncos, get too caught up in height and weight and your measurements instead of just looking at the tape. So wherever he lands, man, that team is going to get a darn good football player.
No doubt about it. Zach, my friend, great job as always, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Right on. Thanks for having me on, Brady.
Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. Okay, here's the deal. Here's the deal, Jades. I've got, what do I got here? I got a $25 gift certificate to the GOAT. You were at that place last night. Crazy, off the chain. It was our last UNC coaches show. Hope you enjoyed those. Jerry Schimmel did a wonderful job. I'm going to test the Hooligans here and see if they're listening. I'm going to give you a $25 gift card right now to the GOAT. Tell me, we started the segment with it, so if you weren't listening from the beginning of this segment, you're probably not going to win this gift card. DNVR Broncos did a poll, a quarterback poll. Who did we say was leading in that poll? That's it. I'm going to give you a $25 gift certificate. Be the third caller to get that right. Who did we say was leading in that poll on DNVR Broncos? $25 gift card coming your way to the third caller. 970-353-1310. That's the First Advantage hotline. 970-353-1310. 22 minutes after the hour. Short break coming up. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Follow NoCo Preps Hoops with Preps Radio on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.